All right, folks, it's Sunday. Time for our little daily update on stuff.
Another sidetrack, getting sidetracked.
Like we usually do, except this time it's kind of allowed. Yeah. It's always allowed.
Yeah, got to do some updates on what's going on.
Yeah.
Did you have anything you needed to talk about?
Not really. I just, today we put up the matinee show earlier, obviously. We reviewed Tiger King and Marianne and Daniel Isn't Real. So if you haven't seen that, you should go check that out.
Yeah, they're still talking about Tiger King a lot on Facebook.
Everybody's talking about this.
Everybody on the face list.
It's crazy as shit. It's crazy as shit.
Everybody on my face list is just like, did you see, you talked about the gold, what is it, golden nuts?
Nobody golden thought, nuggets.
Golden nuggets.
Or whatever.
Man,
it was
I fucking
said.
Lost it. I fucking lost
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right? And so I put that up, and I finished editing the episode for Tuesday, but I'm not going to tell anybody. If you're Patreon, you already know what the topic is, but otherwise, you have to wait and see. And also today, I started working on the more stringent outline for Faceless Villain 4, okay, which is going to cover 2000 to 2019. It's kind of hard because, like I said, it's you have to go through like all these unsolved murder cases, and what I do is I just kind of go through pretty much every state, and I go through their unsolved murder databases, if they have one, and a lot of states do. And then I kind of go through there and be like, oh, well, that looks like gang-related, or that one is, like, solved, or that one was a robbery, or whatever. And so I take those ones out. And then I have to do the same thing with, like, every other country, or at least every other English-speaking country. So it's taken a long time. But I'm trying to do it, like, one chapter at a time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do one chapter and it's like, decide what cases to put in there. Because I can't put everything in there, obviously. Because a lot of cases, you know, where people get murdered, there's not really a lot of detail about it, unfortunately. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out what to leave in, what to leave out. So I've started working on that. Because my goal was to start working on it April 1st. Yeah. So I wanted to get a little bit ahead of it, like, so I know what I'm working on. But I think that's pretty much all I had going on today. We got to go to the liquor store, don't we?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, got to resupply.
We probably should have done that before we did this so we could, like, report and see. Yeah. I don't even know if the liquor store is open, is it? It should be. Probably the one next to the grocery store is open.
Yeah, it should be.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Okay, Nostra Thomas strikes again. A lot of my predictions come true. There's a certain country where a certain kind of flu came from. I don't want to mention the name because it'll probably get demonetized. I don't know. They probably don't do it anymore. China. All right. The Wuhan area has blown up. The Chinese people are rioting because they're sick of the lockdown. They've overturned police cars, and they're fucking up over there. And China's is a place where people kind of don't, they obey authority. So that goes to show you that you really can't lock down or quarantine any population for very long. They get pissed. And they take things out of context, or they think they're being attacked. So that's happening there. And they're about, a month ahead of us? And then I think it's Sicily. Sicily blew up. People ran out of money, so they started bashing in the damn fronts of the grocery stores to try to get food. They got people that are criminals out there with guns trying to sell their services to knock people off, evidently, and just... They're getting wild in Sicily. I believe it was Sicily. And that might spread to other parts of Italy. And weird shit's happening up in New York now. New York's going to be locked down because that's where most of the sick people are, up in the northeastern area. And what's his name? Cuomo said, oh man, to lock us down for this period of time. This is kind of, or no, they're also kind of, they're trying to seal off New York from New Jersey, and because they don't want infected people running from New York to spread it to other areas. They got the National Guard down there going door to door checking IDs and sending people back to New York, and Cuomo said this is like a declaration of war against them. So I already see how this shit's going to go. It's like I said before, this is going to go along partisan lines. Once New York goes down, you can have guys like Cuomo saying, well, this is Trump trying to wipe us out, which will further accelerate the division inside the country. Just get ready for it, folks. They're going to fucking fuck with each other and play games behind this pandemic. and they're both going to, each side's going to accuse each other of different things, but once one side's going to be accused of being dirty and spreading the virus, and then the other side's going to accuse of Trump of trying to lock them all down and destroy their economies and have them all in one area where the virus can kill them. That's how they're going to play this game. It's just further accelerationism. Unfortunate, but true. So get ready to take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Make sure your families are got the things that they need. Evidently, everybody's going to get like stimulus checks. I think it's $1,200. That's going to have to be kind of regular thing for as long as this shit is going on. And I've been listening to a Korean doctor, and based on what he says, this might eventually evolve into basically the seasonal flu, where this keeps coming back every season. I don't think they're ever going to really be able to stamp this out. This is just going to be something that's going to be out there forever, getting bigger and smaller and bigger and smaller, kind of like the Black Death was out there for how long, Jenny?
Yeah, it was a few hundred years. A
few hundred years it was out there.
The worst one was the first one, and then like they just had
smaller
pandemics,
outbreaks
like over the centuries.
Over about a century or so.
Might have been longer.
So I would probably think that they would come up with some kind of a vaccine or a treatment, but I don't think they're going to be able to get rid of this through quarantine.
Well, it's a flu that's very closely related to other flus that are already
so
out there.
How are they going to stop this?
That's what I mean. They haven't been able to like cure any other ones or colds or anything like that. And this is just another variation of that. So
yeah. Quarantines are going to have a limited effect, I think, in the long run.
Well, something like a flu that is that contagious. I mean, like I said, even one that's not coronavirus or isn't as bad as this one, they are very contagious. All you have to do is like have somebody that has it and they have to breathe on somebody or they touch something and then you touch it like a doorknob or something and you're going to get it. So it's like, that's kind of why these super flu type things keep happening is because they spread so easily from person to person. So like you said, I don't think we're ever going to be able to get rid of them entirely just because that's the nature of them.
Nostradamus makes a prediction. The cure is going to be worse than the damn disease. Locking people down and quarantining people could cause civil unrest. Probably the damn best thing to do is just let the shit spread and treat it as it goes. Just take the casualties. That's probably what they're going to do.
I don't know. We don't really have the infrastructure for that, probably.
Infrastructure for what?
The healthcare infrastructure. It will probably be overwhelmed in some places.
Yeah. I think some people are going to die.
You know, well, people have already died. But like I said, you know, that's not an ideal situation.
No.
But, you know,
if you keep locking down and putting quarantines, that could go on for the next 100 years. That'll depress the economy. That'll do all kinds of stuff. But if you just let it ride, it'll kill off some people. And who knows, you might get herd resistance faster if you did that.
Yeah, there's really no way of knowing. And like I said, it's, you know, you just have to keep it from spreading as far as you are able. But, you know, you can only do that up to a point.
Because it gets to a point
where it might end up being worse than...
Worse than it actually just letting it kind of spread a little bit. Because if you keep locking down these whole centers, whole swaths of the country will become non-functional. Their economies will be destroyed. They'll collapse into like Mad Max pandemonium. You know, and more people will be killed in the collapse than they would by just the virus if you just let it run. Most people get this and it doesn't do anything to them. They get sick for a little bit and they get over it.
Well, we're just kind of hoping that that's going to happen for the majority of people.
The worst they've seen so far is Italy, which was 8%. But it had 8% fatality. But it has a lot to do with the demographics. It was a very old population that got hit.
Yeah.
You know, if the demographics had been different in that area, they wouldn't have looked like that. It more commonly looks like 2%, 3%. Mostly people 60s, 70s, 80s. That's most of it. Mostly 80s. That's really where it gets you. And I just don't see them tearing society apart over people in their 80s. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be practical, you know? It's sad, but probably true.
Well, you know, as I said, it's no one wants to see people die, obviously, even their family members and stuff like that. But the thing about it is that sometimes just a seasonal flu will take out somebody that's older.
Yeah.
also.
Yeah, the seasonal flu is doing it. Cancers are doing it. All other kinds of diseases are doing it. The numbers really aren't that big. You know what I mean? If you looked in the big scheme of things. You know, it's not, you're not talking about 30% mortality. That's a fucking strong disease there.
Well, yeah.
And what was it? Spanish flu, I think, was about, what, 15?
I can't remember.
I think it was 15% fatal. But we just got to see how it goes. Just mentally prepare yourself, people.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. Like I said, it's fairly normal around here still.
Yeah.
Other than not being, like I said, we might actually venture out just to go to the liquor store and then come right back.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it's going. Like I said, I went to Walgreens the other day and seemed normal other than like the tape on the floor and
yeah,
it was orderly. Gloves and masks and stuff like that. So no one's like flipping out around here. And we still have steady food supply and stuff, but like we mentioned before, we live in a sort of suburban area. We don't live right in the middle of,
we're out in the upper middle class suburbs in an enclosed community.
Well, even Florida in general, even our big downtown areas,
Florida suburban.
Yeah, it's mostly, yes, we have like downtown Orlando and yes, we have like downtown Tampa
that are
fairly large, but a lot of people don't live there. Like a lot of it's just like businesses and office space and stuff. And most people live in like suburban, and most of our shit is like strip malls and stuff like that with like large distances in between, which is why, in Florida, we do have some public transportation like buses and stuff like that, but most people have cars, because if you don't have a car, it is a pain in the ass to get around just because everything is so far apart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was trying to tell that to somebody online who's trying to compare Florida to New York. There's no comparison. We don't have any subways. We don't have any tall buildings to speak of. Nobody lives in a city to speak
of. Yeah, I mean, people do, but it's like, it's not the same.
Very few.
It's not the same kind of thing. It's like, usually the downtown area is mostly
banks,
office buildings and businesses.
And bars.
Yeah, bars, clubs, restaurants, stuff like that. People do live there, but not that many.
It's just executives up in some high-rises.
Yeah, most people kind of live outside of the city in a little, just because.
Florida's suburban.
It is largely suburban,
suburban and rural. Farms.
Yeah.
You know, you drive just 10 minutes out this way, it's nothing but huge farmlands with one house on it and a big old pastures all around it.
Yeah, especially around here. There's like a lot of, kind of widely separated type of stuff. But, so that's probably why it hasn't really been all that weird around here and where people
population
are still
Population density
like,
population density is like really light here.
I mean, relatively. There's still, like, people, and if you go out, it's like there's still traffic and stuff, but it's, like, it's not, like, a fucking
city center. That last time I went to New York about 10 years ago, I felt like I was underground in some kind of maximum security prison. That's how many people there were.
I like New York.
They're just fucking people on top of people and on top of people. Little bitty shopping carts. I was very uncomfortable there. I didn't like it.
Well, hell, if you didn't like New York, you should really not go to London, because...
Oh, fuck no.
I liked London, too. But it is very, very crowded, like, compared to, like, what you're used to. Because, like I said, Florida is, like, big, large, open spaces, largely.
Well, you know, growing up part of the time in Brazil, you know, I was in São Paulo, which is, like, one of the largest cities in the world. But it's not crowded.
Right.
It's spread way
out. Well, yeah, that's like what Florida cities are like.
Yeah, like a Florida city.
They're,
exactly
they're
like
very,
that.
Like, widely spread out.
And Brazilians have space bubbles. They don't like to be up on people like that. They don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's they're kind of like Southerners. Everything's spread out. Everything's chilled out, too. Like, São Paulo did not have an intense culture. It was very laid back and very chilled out. You know, it's almost kind of like Italy. I don't know. I heard they're pretty high tense. Pretty intense. I was trying to see maybe what it would compare to.
Although I've heard the driving, how they drive in Brazil.
Oh, they drive like
terrifying.
Fucking maniacs. Yeah. What they got all that goddamn, what do they call it? Them worms.
What?
Worms in their brains. That shit's called.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called something you get. They got a lot of it down there. It makes you a fucking real risk taker. What the hell is that shit called?
I don't know.
Not schistosomiasis. It's got one of the largest incidences of that damn...
Oh, okay.
in the world. You know, I mean, I'm just not talking out of my ass.
No, I know. I just didn't know what you were talking about.
Back in the 80s, they had like the largest incident of this fucking parasites that would get into your brain. It didn't really kill you. All right. But
it just makes you act like a crazy
person. It makes you, one of the things that it does is, like, one of the side effects is that the smell of cat urine is pleasing to you if you have it.
Interesting.
That's one of the ways they tell if they have it. And I think it comes from cat boxes, or that's one of the places where it can come from. But the thing is that the cats have to be infected with it. What the hell is that shit called, Jenny?
Now that you're like talking about it.
Toxoplasmosis.
Oh, okay.
Toxoplasmosis.
I thought that was from bunnies, or that's something else.
I think it's from, well, you can check on Wikipedia, but Brazil had like one of the highest rates of toxoplasmosis. Makes you a damn race car driver, makes you win at soccer. makes you a sex demon, because they don't have inhibitions the same way, you know.
Okay.
And it's little tiny microscopic worms in the brain.
It's just kind of like, there are some like parasites that get into like various insects, like ants and stuff, and yeah, they take over their brains, make the ant do like what the parasite wants them to do, like mind control.
Toxoplasmosis.
That's fucking crazy.
Toxoplasmosis created Carnival. You know Carnival and Samba? Yeah. That's toxoplasmosis, man.
There's another t-shirt.
Fucking right. Man, that first Carnival, I was a teenager, and that shit went on for like a week.
Yeah, that's right.
Even the cameramen from the television stations were fucked up. they'd be doing this in the middle of the party, and they'd be
Everyone else was fucked up, so no one noticed.
It was all live TV, and they'd be zooming in on some girl's ass, you know what I mean? And then the guys behind the camera would get in front of the camera, you know, drinking this shit. It was like some shit out of Star Trek. And them Star Trek episodes where like, well, today is the day where we all go fucking batshit crazy. What was that Star Trek episode?
I can't remember.
The fucking clock, boom, 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 and then they all start fucking killing each other, raping each other, just for that one day. That's the way. It's like a week.
Like the Purge.
Yeah, it's like the Purge, but it's like a fucking week of that shit. I love Carnival.
It does sound like a fun time.
Yeah. I came face to face with it one time when I just saw a dude fucking staggering down the street with about 200 yards of ticker tape fucking hanging from him. He looked like a mummy dragging on 200 yards of damn fucking colored ticker tape confetti. He gets into his car and pulls all of it in there with him. It was up there.
He had
all the paper with him that was up to his fucking chin, and he's driving away in a car full of fucking ticker tape.
And he was like driving like...
Driving drunk. That's straight up legal in Brazil.
Yeah, it doesn't strike me as something care about.
No. It's illegal, but it's just not enforced. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You drunk, sir? I'm drunk off my ass. Because you got any more? Got some right here. Give you some. Because the cops drink.
All right. Godspeed, my son.
The cops drink. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've seen cops drinking on duty in Brazil. They'd be in the bar fucking doing shots.
And then they go out
and fucking enforce laws. Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah. Get that fucker. Yeah, man.
Wait, are you drunk? I'm drunk.
In the 1980s, Brazil was a lot like the 1920s with pictured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 20s and 30s. It was about like that when I was there.
That's pretty hilarious. I mean,
it's fucking wild.
Horrifying, but also hilarious.
Oh, that fucking society collapsed and shit.
Well,
my friends are still there, and they tell me about what's going on, and they were like, dude, you were here during the good old days.
Yeah.
It's fucking bad now. It's worse than Colombia ever was.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no guns, but the murder rate is fucking sky high.
Don't they? They have the highest murder rate in the world, don't they?
Yeah.
Is it them or...
And guns are illegal. And they don't have very many of them, but they just fucking kill each other like it's nothing.
Maybe it's not. Maybe Brazil's second. I can't remember.
I think it's number one.
Offhand. It's either number one or number two.
I think
two.
It's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember. And they said, well, they need to collect all those guns. Well, who are you going to use to collect the guns? The cops? Who do you think is selling the guns?
Yeah.
The cops.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... Once you have a society that is just that corrupt... You know what I mean? You just...
And you said that they don't even really, like... Not that they don't see it as corruption, but they're just like,
it's normal. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
That's how shit goes.
Yeah.
They kind of have that sort
of attitude. It's called jeitinho. Jeitinho means the little way. We have these little ways.
Yeah.
We have these little ways of doing things. Because they don't... Their governments have basically been illegitimate and unpopular forever. So they just kind of have a culture just ignoring it.
Yeah.
You know,
we're just doing little shit.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, fuck that. It's what's illegal? Oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
I don't agree with that, so therefore I'm not going along with it.
Yeah. So it's a lot like a mirror episode from Star Trek. Yeah. It's just like that. Yeah. That's where I come from. That's why it turned out this way.
I know, it explains a lot. Because you, I mean, you lived there a long time.
Yeah. Okay, like, if you guys like Star Trek and shit, go watch Star Trek Enterprise. In a Mirror Darkly 1 and 2. For me, that's the best episode because that was like normal.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Fucking right. Yeah, put that bitch in the pain booth.
The agony booth, yeah.
Put him in the pain booth. Break him. You know? So that's just, like, I understand that. And then they're bribing each other and shit and fucking wearing Death's Head and shit. And fucking, they got basically SS inside the fucking, inside the Enterprise. SS troops in there. Remember they had the secret police?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of Enterprise, but I did like those two episodes.
Man, that was a badass episode, yeah.
Well, didn't they? They did a mirror episode on the old one, too, right?
They did mirror episodes
yeah,
off and
I
on.
Yeah, I thought they did. Yeah. Because I think even...
Oh, the original episode, that was the best one.
Yeah.
And then fucking Star Trek Continues, you know, the web series, fucking they did part two.
That's right, they did the mirror episode on
that. Was really good, man.
Well, because I think
Spock
that's...
did, Mirror Spock.
Yeah, because that's mostly, like, kind of everyone's favorite, probably in the top five episodes Star Trek ever.
Yeah.
Plus Spock was like super sexy, like when he was evil.
If you guys haven't seen Star Trek Continues on YouTube, you can see it for free. Vic Mignogna and all his buddies do a fucking Star Trek. It's just like it's like the third season of the original episode. It's fucking exactly, pretty much exactly. Like,
yeah, we did like a review of it a long time ago because it's like great. It's really, really good. Like, it's, yeah. they did so much work of,
and a lot of original people from the original series worked on it, and it's the writing is fucking perfect. It's just like from that time, and like Scotty's son plays Scotty.
Yeah,
there's fucking, you know what I mean. It's just pretty good, man. And Vic is like the other. He's like the other Shat to me. That's the other Kirk.
Shat 2.0.
Shat made Kirk. You know that's his character. But Vic channels that shit. He comes. That's Kirk too. That's also Kirk. A lot better than the new Kirk off the damn movies.
Well, yeah, it's like I like that actor, but it's hard for me because I've seen him in so many other things.
That's just not Kirk.
That it's hard for me to like for him to disappear into Kirk because I've seen him in so many other roles.
That should have been Vic Mignogna playing
that
role.
They probably should have got him to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's Kirk.
I mean, I do have to say though that like Spock is my very favorite, and I like the Spock on the Star Trek Continues, but it's like it's
Todd Haberkorn.
I mean, yeah, I mean he's Leonard Nimoy, you can't really.
He invented that character.
He kind of invented that character.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I love the guy that's on there. Though. Yeah. But you know, Leonard Nimoy.
Well, that's all I can tell you guys. Fucking just keep your shit wired up. Why don't we go ahead and fucking shut this down? We gotta get some booze.
Yeah.
Gotta get some booze.
We gotta run and get some booze and then wash our hands a lot.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go to the special booze place.
The special booze place?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like in the big booze store. What am I talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about most of the time.
Not Walgreens.
Sam's.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. So we gotta go.
I can't remember names.
Hopefully the Sam's store isn't a zoo.
Sam's should be. Well, you see the liquor store is separate. So
I know,
that's
but
usually
still,
no.
Like the parking
usually
lot.
Usually it's not bad. Well, you could just drop me off if you want. I'll run in and get it.
All right. Or we could just park. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right.
We'll go up there and see what's going on, and then we'll probably report back on it tomorrow when we record the show.
I guess some tequila.
We're out of everything.
I gotta keep
I'm out of vodka. I'm out of whiskey.
I need
I'm out
tequila
of everything.
To keep my toxoplasmosis down.
Yeah. Well, you know, gotta do something. All right. So we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow with another update.